So that back, middle,
shoulders, hands.
Oh, wait a minute, she don't want to land. And sometimes we call it belly.
Oh, and that's the same
my
thing.
Daughter.
That's the lowest part of, Dad used to cut his, and he cut off the strip button along like that. And he called that the belly part, and then the stat back part then come on next. And then the middle come up on the rib.
Oh.
My daughter brought up. Brought some meat down, they killed them all with that one, and they sent it to the packing house. Picked up a little package, and it had back fat on it. We thought it fat back in there. It had back fat on it.
What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made out of the hog's head or the hog jowl?
Well, we call that hog head cheese.
Okay.
South made a hog head cheese.
Well, she's talking about what to call it way back out when we knew it.
Or what you call it now. Both. Anything. Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
The
seed. Okay. And what about in the middle of a peach?
Lee.
You can call it the seed or cum.
Okay. And do you have a name for a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
That's a clingstone.
Okay. What about one who the meat doesn't stick?
That's a clingstone.
And what are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
They don't have to be shelled. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a string bean.
Snap bean.
Snap beans is whatever you want to call them.
You can break them up, you don't have to. You can break them up when it's young and tender. Call them snap beans.
Is that the same thing as string beans?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about some beans that do have to be shelled?
Yep, there's butter beans.
Are there any others?
Beans.
Yeah, pinto beans. Old Navy beans.
Peas.
No, that'd be in the peas. That's while they come in, you know. You have to
come
shell
in the
them.
Shell beans.
Okay, what do you call the tops of turnips that you eat?
Salad.
What about corn that you just shuck and cook and eat with your hands?
Corn. Corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob.
Yeah, corn cob.
Okay. And what about a little animal that's smaller than a squirrel but it looks a lot like a squirrel? Sometimes they live in the ground, I think.
Yeah, the ground squirrels, they're a little bit of thing. And the little old rat, the wood rat, they look sort of like a squirrel. They ain't got a bushy tail.
Well, that's what makes them look like squirrels, bushy tail.
Would you ever call it a chimney, or excuse me, a chipmunk or a greenie or a ground squirrel?
Chipmunk.
Okay. And what's a little animal that's black and has a white stripe down the back and smells
skunk
too?
Polecat.
Polecat.
A polecat, he's a little small animal and a skunk. They get a big old thing, weigh 4 or 5 pounds.